This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The political divide between urban and rural America may be sharper than ever, but as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, some of the biggest challenges for people living in the urban core of Kansas City are exactly the same as the ones faced in a tiny rural town.
At least sports still draw people together.
Woo! Go Chiefs!
Bobby Spezia drove 4 hours from rural Arkansas, Arrowhead Stadium, Sunday, to see some pro football and to take a break from politics.
I think the animosity is horrible. I think we need to just quit fighting with each other, come together as one nation, like our Pledge of Allegiance says, and fight together and be Americans.
Of course, that's easier said than done. And Travis Allen, who came to the game all the way from tiny, remote Stafford, Kansas, doesn't see a lot of common ground between urban and rural America.
The biggest issues in Stafford is that rural America is dying. All the money and all the people leave and go to the coasts.
But not everybody sees urban and rural America as natural enemies.
Okay, just because you live in a rural area don't mean that you don't have the same problems that people in the major cities have.
Jeanette County lives in Kansas City, Missouri.
Unemployment is high. People don't have jobs. And Lord knows this little COVID thing is everywhere. And it doesn't discriminate. So, yeah, the problems are the same.
Common problem number one, drugs. Methamphetamine addiction has raged in rural areas for decades. Now it's come to the center of Kansas City.
This is our area meth house. Yeah.
Pat Clark is an urban core developer, coach, and mentor. The kind of guy who will pound on a meth house door.
All it is a shop. They make the meth here, they smoke the meth here, and they sell the meth here.
Bryant Miller lives next door.
I'm just tired, man. I'm just fed up. I'm ready for some peace and quiet. We ain't never in this neighborhood had this type of stuff.
Meth is relatively new here, but other drugs and violence have racked this part of town for decades.
Right.
It's noisy, and it seems a long way from the countryside, but Clark sees a connection.
Drugs, the same things that are killing us here is killing them there.
And it's not just meth. Alcoholism, obesity, domestic violence, and poverty are killing people in the urban core and remote towns.
And here's the deal. Both areas need government help.
Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver should know. His district, the 5th, is anchored in Kansas City's urban core, but it fans out across 100 miles of farmland and small towns.
You have to be able to represent rural America and the urban core. And the one thing that people don't realize is that they are very similar.
Of course, there are major differences. Race, for one, urban core Kansas City and much of rural Missouri are literally black and white. And in sleepy Oreck, Missouri, population 800, the pace of life seems much slower.
It's a good town.
Roger Thomas is a former mayor of Oreck. Dozens of antique clocks keep time in his place. Thomas says Oreck is safe and peaceful. But the town does have a meth problem. And another thing it has in common with the urban core, an acute shortage of affordable housing.
You can't rent a house here. There's no rental houses available. The last new house that was built here, I think, was 2008.
The housing issue makes it hard to attract new people or jobs. Which brings us to a third thing that rural and inner city communities tend to have in common, a depressed economy. Becca Mason, the elementary school counselor in Oreck, says it can be hard on kids.
Family members using drugs, parents not working, not having enough money for food and everything. And there are some families that are like they're doing the best they can, but maybe they have to work odd hours so they're never home. So it's just like a lack of supervision.
So the urban core and rural America have some serious problems in common, but they also have common bonds. They root for the same regional sports teams. Around here, they share a common love of barbecue. And they're both full of people who want what's best for their communities. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.